The president isn't the only super stable genius. Here's Steve Gruber.
George Papadopoulos, the man that some claim was the origin of the entire Russian investigation, more or less a fall guy is what he really was, tweeting out here that when the president declassifies the FISA warrants that were on both myself and Flynn, all the pundits who fell for the July 31st investigation's so-called launch date and keep repeating it should be fired, he tweeted this out. The target was on both Flynn and me at the latest 2015, more to come. He says it's going to come out that this investigation predates everything you've been told. You've been lied to through and through. We'll find out. The Inspector General is coming. Michael Horowitz, next month. Here, hold my beer. All right, so just when, and speaking of that, just when you think people can't get any crazier when it comes to how far they'll take the Green New Deal, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says, hey, hold my beer. I can do something completely ridiculous. Just watch this. I mean, I can really get somewhere. By the way, some congressman you never heard of joined the race for president yesterday. I think that makes the field 23, last count. I've lost. But Bill de Blasio currently entertaining the idea of thinking that he should be the next president in his wild leftist ideas. But it makes sense. They live inside this insulated world. New York City, to him, is the entire world. You and I, we don't really exist. We're there to talk to every 4 years or so, but really, do we matter? No, of course not. By the way, the president will be in Wisconsin this Saturday for a big rally while the White House Correspondents' Dinner is going on in D.C. I'll be there. But I want you to hear this from New York City Mayor de Blasio, because he says he could join the 23 candidates already in sometime soon. He was on MSNBC with Joe Scarborough, who certainly needs medication, but we'll get to that in a moment. Bite one, go.
Time frame soon. How do you cut through? I'm not going to do too many hypotheticals since I'm not a candidate yet, but I do think the point is to speak about sharp, clear, bold, progressive change and prove you can do it. That's where it really comes. That's what people are looking for.
Is that what people are looking for? Bold, progressive moves? I don't think that's what people here are looking for at all. People here are looking for a good job, a chance to have a good life, a chance for their kids to go to college, all of those things. That's what they're looking for. Joe Scarborough, by the way, who has lost his mind and did so some time ago, actually stumbled on the gold mine of truth yesterday morning. He stumbled right into the gold mine of truth while talking to de Blasio and probably didn't even realize it. Listen to what he says. In part, it's what I've been telling you.
Talked on the campaign trail.
Go ahead.
Every Democrat I've talked to on the campaign trail says nobody talks about Russia. Nobody talks about Mueller. They talk about their future. They talk about their family. They talk about their situation.
Boom. Stop right there. Stop right there. Nobody talks about Russia. Nobody talks about Mueller. Nobody talks about impeachment. Nobody talks about any of this garbage. That's right, Joe. Welcome to Michigan. Welcome to Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. You know what we talk about? How good the economy is. The fact that people are hiring. The fact that people that I know are getting job offers. Heck, my daughter just got 3 in a week. You know how many she went and looked for? None. They're calling her. And that's what, I mean, that's the way it's working. Play bite 2 again. Go with it. Bite 2.
Every Democrat I've talked to on the campaign trail says nobody talks about Russia. Nobody talks about Mueller. They talk about their future. They talk about their family. They talk about their situation.
Yeah, and Joe, you know from the folks you represented in Congress that that's where people live, at the kitchen table in their everyday lives. And Democrats, bluntly, for many years, have not done a great job of speaking to people's everyday lives. So I would say, let's get that part right. If we don't get that part right, you can see Donald Trump reelected.
Absolutely. That's exactly what's going to happen. But de Blasio, never afraid to step up with some wild idea, some crazy scheme about global warming and saving the planet. And by God, he'll put on tights and fly to the rescue. He has a terribly overinflated opinion of himself, as you can imagine. He says it's time for the government to take a much heavier hand in dictating to people, you and I, what we're allowed to do so that we can save the planet, because if not, we're all going to die. Bite three, go.
The first of any major city on the earth to say to building owners, you got to clean up your act, you got to retrofit, you got to save energy. If you don't do it by 2030, there will be serious fines as high as $1 million or more for the biggest buildings. And this mandate is going to guarantee that we reduce emissions. We're going to ban the classic glass and steel skyscrapers, which are incredibly inefficient. If someone wants to build one of those things, they can take a whole lot of steps to make it energy efficient, but we're not going to allow what we used to see in the past.
We're going to ban glass and steel skyscrapers. Well, then what are you going to build them out of? If you don't use steel for the skeleton of these buildings, what are you going to use? Wood? Fiberglass? Pixie dust. That's what we'll use. We'll use pixie dust. Gosh darn it, I knew I'd figure it out. No glass and steel. By the way, you have to retrofit the entire buildings. And if you don't retrofit your entire buildings, then you could be fined up to $1 bazillion or more. You know, whatever we feel like fining you. That's how much we're going to fine you, whatever we feel like. Up to $1 bazillion because we're going to save the planet, damn it. And we're going to tell you how that's done. Now, I did my part yesterday on Earth Day. I encourage you to do the same. But I did my part on Earth Day yesterday. I ate a steak. Those flatulating cows, the flatulence of these cows. I did my part. I ate beef. You know, we can just kill them one at a time, slowly, let them age properly, and then I'll take it out on them. All right, I'm doing my part, and I did my part on Earth Day. Ugh, nothing like a grill in 75 degrees. Wolverine Water Systems, bringing you this part of the program. Wolverine is Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Can you believe it? It's time for hour number two almost here on the program. A quick break and then we'll be on our way. You're listening to The Steve Gribbers Show.
Who says you can't build a healthy economy while protecting the environment? At DTE Energy, we're already doing it. DTE is on track to reduce carbon emissions by more than 80%, generating power from cleaner natural gas, solar, and wind, and creating thousands of Michigan jobs, all while keeping energy affordable and reliable. You see, we can have both a healthy environment and a healthy economy. DTE Energy. Find out more at journeytoeighty.com. For all the dinners cooked,
something smells good.
For all the clothes dried, for all the hot showers, there's safe, reliable natural gas from DTE. We keep gas safe by constantly inspecting, upgrading, and monitoring our lines 24/7, 365. So you can just enjoy all those dips in the hot tub.
Now this is the life.
Find out more at DTEenergy.com. DTE.